This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right, siyazi ke lenyanga sisiyayigoqa kodwa masiyigoqa fanele sigoqe ngayo ke imbokodo. Ukhona ke la ngaphakathi ezidlini zokusakaza. Ma sibanyone. Ngikubingelele mina ngomkele emsakazweni MUT Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. Lokhuluma ngoligama ngiyanda sibonga kasibanyoni. I'm also a student khona la Mangosuthu doing a construction management and quantity surveying. Yes.
Oh wow. You know what? You know that we are celebrating Women's Month. You know, we are about to wrap up inyanga yabantu besifazane. So, kunomlaleli njengamanje olalela ukuthi ke ngabe yipi ipower yomuntu wesifazane ezwenikazi lonkana noma kuphi na kuphi singakhuluma ngabe hlasimbi kuma business ngabe singakhuluma mhlasimbe isemasontweni sikhuluma sesikoleni sikhuluma semsebenzini. Ipower yomuntu wesifazane ibonakala ngani? Ipower yomuntu wesifazane sibonakala yes no. Umuntu wesifazane la une power.
That's a very, very great topic to talk about. Okay, allow me first ukuthi mhlawumbe ngicale ngi-introduce nyana indaba yomuntu wesifazane ukuthi kahle kahle umuntu wesifazane yini purpose yakhe.
Yeah.
Number one, uNkulunkulu wathi uma edala umuntu wesifazane wamdala ukuthi abe i-helper kumuntu wesilisa.
Yeah,
number
yeah.
One. Number two, uNkulunkulu wathi uma aqedza futhi ukudala umuntu wambeka emhlabeni ukuthi abuse phezu kwakho konke. Number three, uNkulunkulu wathi uma secedzile ukudala umuntu ukuthi abuse phezu kwakho konke, wamniketa i-wisdom. Which i-wisdom leyo u-Adamu owadala ngakho ukuthi makube khona lokhu, makube khona lokhu, makube khona lokhu lesikubonana namuhla of which is nature. You see, so ngalamanye amagama njengoba sisenyangeni abantu besifazane, I would like to talk about umuntu wesifazane ogcwaliswe ngewisdom. Allow me to say ukuthi amandla emuntu wesifazane aku wisdom asemqondweni wakhe. Okay, so number one, umuntu wesifazane noma uma sibantu siphile emhlabeni singabantu besifazane, we are facing a lot of situations, you see, because kunenge lesindlula kuko sibantu besifazane, but because of our wisdom we are able to overcome. We are able ukuthi siphatheke ama situations lesihlangabetana nawo sichubekele phambili, you see budwam. So
yeah.
Uma umuntu ungumuntu wesifazane noma ake ngicale ngithi ukuhlatiya kancane nje ukuthi inhlanganipho yini i-wisdom yini uyakubona i-wisdom ile character onayo as umuntu yokuba able to distinguish between i-wise and unwise, you see, you are able ukuthi uhlukanise ubuwula nekuhlakanipha. So uma ungumuntu wesifazane who is able ukuhlukanisa ubuwula nekuhlakanipha, i-character yakho iyaqoqeka ube ne-direction empilweni.
Yeah.
You see, i-direction yakho ivele nje iqonze nje empilweni. You don't need people to define ukuthi wena ungubani, but i-presence yakho nje ungakakhulumi lutho, just ukufika kwakho nje kuleyo ndzawo, they know ukuthi who you are, because umuntu wesifazane ogcwalise ngenhlakanipho futhi character yakhe ecocekile, who has a direction. Kunjalo nje budwam. So another thing uma ngithi mine i-character yemuntu wesifazane iyamcoca imnike direction. Banengi bantu besifazane labagcwele emhlabeni. Some of them they even forget ama purposes wabo because of ama situations labafisana nabo. Sithola today kugcwele abantu besifazane who are single parents because of ama situations labeke bandlula nabo. Some of them abakhona ukuchubekela phambili. Some of them they even rely on men and they forget ukuthi amandla abo awekho kwemuntu emuntwini wesilisa, but amandla emuntu wesifazane asemqondeni wabo. You see, umuntu wesifazane una lento le ngathi nje angayibeka kanjani, babe nalento leyo ukuthi mina njengoba ngingumuntu wesifazane ngitsinga invote ukuthi inginakekele, you see, but of which is not true. Umuntu wesifazane she can able to stand on her own, abe nguye umuntu loti lidako yena empilweni. Yes, we are here ukuthi sisite abantu besilisa, but we must also understand ukuthi nathi uNkulunkulu sidalile sabangabantu ukuthi sibuse emhlabeni, of which
yeah.
Nangabe umuntu wesifazane bekangekho emhlabeni, kuba umuntu wesilisa kakhona ukukhopha emhlabeni. To continue ke kulena ndzaba lena, umuntu wesifazane ohlakaniphileyo e-character yakhe ecocekile futhi one direction. Umuntu wesifazane uNkulunkulu wamupha ukuthi abe nalento lesibita ngokuthi i-patience. Yabona umuntu wesifazane banyenti labadlula etimele letinengi, but they are patient enough. Bakhona uku-inhaler noma ukubamba magcubo, bayakhona ukubamba timo lebandlula kuto kude tingaba define ukuthi bona ngibobobani, but to help them to be strong ukuthi baqhubekele empilweni babengabobani. You see, so umuntu wesifazane one patience, umuntu lokhona ukuthi abambane netimo landlula kuto bese soya khona ukuthi uqhubekela phambili abengilomuntu le are destined ukuthi abe nguye. We have kahle kahle we have generally kusiwa abantu besilisa ngibole kumele ba rule the world, abantu besilisa ngiyabona into letinjalo, but mind you abantu besilisa kwangathi ngibo laba few emhlabeni kunabantu besifazane, and futhi labo bantu besilisa labo ke ngibo laba jikele abantu besifazane, ngibo laba cala futhi I gender based violence. You see, so abantu besifazane, I do not blame them when they stand on their own. Umuntu wesifazane ohlanganiphile asukume eme nendlu yakhe, umuntu wesifazane ohlanganiphile athi noma abukane netimo, but still she stands still athi ipurpose yakhe athi ukuthi yena ungubani. That's why umuntu wesifazane, or for example umama oy single parent onebantwana bakhe, uyakwazi ukuthi noma ngabe kudla kungekho endlini, but ayenda sure ukuthi bantwana bakhe balala badlile. Uyakwazi ukusebenzisa umqondo wakhe ukuthi no, let me start a little business ukukhona ukuthi ngithole something to buy abantwana bami ukudla endlini, uyakubona. Uyakhona ukuthi umuntu wesifazane ejardini lakhe abe nengadze, abe nesivanze, you see, atshale titshalo to help isituation yakhe ukuthi ibe better. So uma umuntu wesifazane uhlanganiphileyo, using your mind, I will be limited. You see, your mind becomes unlimited, your imagination becomes unlimited, because you know your purpose and futhi icharacter yakho icocekile. So to you bantu besifazane out there who are listening today, I am saying to you, do not let men define who you are, but to be who you are, because God created you to be who you are.
Never let a man to define who you are, because God made you who you are. Ushoko mnandi kanjalo la imsazana yakho uAyanda Sibanyoni. Kunomuntu esifazane la ngaphandle Ayanda usukhulume wakubeka konke ngomuntu esifazane. Kunomuntu esifazane la ngaphandle othi mina angiziboni mhlasimbe ngikwenza konke lokho mina ngakho namahla okholelwa kulendlela ekwakwenziwa kuyona phambelini. You know abomama kwakudingeka ukuthi ke babe segcekeni.
Yeah.
Bangayi kosebenza baphilele impilo la obaba kuyibona abayosebenza babuye bazoba ngamabothe ngabo caretaker ebaba.
Mhm.
Abavumeleke kuyandawo. So kunomuntu esifazane la osakhula othi mina no. Angifuni angeke ngize ngiyayosebenza, my man provides me.
Oh, yes.
Advice uthini lo muntu ekuseni? That is just a passing question. Mokanti umnikeze advice jika manje. Nanga umuntu no, mina angeke ngize kenze lutho. Right, angifuni ukusebenza, angifuni isikole. My man provides me.
Well, allow me to say put wami ukuthi I decision yemuntu la ithatha ke empilweni ngiyo leba ne impact yakhe empilweni. So sine saba for example mhlawumbe mangayibeka kwaba nalomcondo wakuzala ukuthi emakhaya umuntu wesilisa lo strong, umuntu wesilisa lo inhloko yendlu, umuntu wesilisa lekumela thobela kugcelwe phansi nako konke lokho, you see. But kule live nyalo lesesiphila kulo kulesikhathi samanje lesiphila kulo, we are given a platform as women ukuthi nathi sibuse, nathi siba ma managers to different companies, nathi sibe endo lesukuma nayo siyibambe, you see. So loyo muntu wesifazane loyo mhlawumbe asengithi I decision yakhe la ithathako, sinqumo sakhe la sithathako, ngiso lesitom determine ukuthi abe ngumuntu lonjani. But my sister or my mother, if wena utibona ukuthi you are capable of many things, or of which you are capable of many things, stand up, ungadzingi umuntu wesilisa ukuthi ak define ukuthi wena ungubani, because lo muntu wesilisa loyo remember ukuthi siphile emhlabeni wa Jehova, and futhi kufa kukhona sonke siyondlule emhlabeni. Uma ngabe lo muntu wesilisa loyo ke uNkulunkulu sekusikhathi sakhe ukuthi andlule emhlabeni, what will you have wena loyo manayo ubambelele kuyo, you see. Then wena muntu wesifazane ngithi mina kuwe, have something wena lo totimela ngayo ukuthi noma ngabe umuntu wakho wesilisa sandlulile emhlabeni, but when you still have something that is solid ukuthi uchubeke nempilo, uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda futhi nami ngiyakuthanda.
Wisdom ngibambile namhlanje, character yakho, the way you behave determines who you are. Usho kamnandi la uAyanda Sibanyoni emsakazweni yakhe iMuthi Radio. Mhlasimbe Ayanda, sizivala nje sizivala. Abafisa ukukuthola ngabe bakuthola kanjani ey'nkundleni zokuxhumana? Mhlasimbe ikhona inumber uthi no, ngiyatholakala kuyona.
Ayanda uyatholakala enambeni yakhe yaka Vodacom, which is 0712551081. Ngiyatholakala futhi ku WhatsApp same number. Well, I'm sorry because I'm not a social media person, but ke ku WhatsApp ungangithola nje uxhumane nami. Ngiyatholakala futhi na ku email yami, which is small letters ayanda sibanyoni @6gmail.com.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.